30 of 40 days with Jesus. This week we're looking at Matthew chapter 28 and verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Yesterday we highlighted the importance of each of us fulfilling our life purpose, to love God, love people, and help others to become fully committed followers of Jesus. But of course, firstly, our lives need to be transformed, and we need to be fully committed followers of Jesus ourselves. As we look at these first disciples, I think we can be encouraged by the fact that their transformation was clearly a process. Very little sign of instantaneous conversion. In spite of spending 3 years with Jesus before he was crucified and many days having seen him alive again, some of Jesus' followers still struggle to fully believe. In the moments that we've already talked about in this series, Mary thought Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, was the gardener. Thomas clearly doubted when he was told the good news that Jesus was alive and he had to see it for himself. So it's not a surprise that in this encounter too, there were those who doubted. Verse 17 says, when they, the 11 disciples, we read in verse 16, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. It seems a bit odd to put this, they worshipped him, but some doubted. But I don't think there is a contradiction in those two phrases. The word doubt, translated doubt here, can also mean to be hesitant, to be uncertain. And I think in light of the uncertainty in many of the other encounters with the resurrected Jesus, it's not a surprise to me still that there is a hesitancy, an uncertainty. The word worship in this particular passage means to fall down, to go on our knees. And you can imagine in this moment that as the resurrected Jesus appears, that the first response, the natural response is to fall on your knees. But that hesitancy can still be part of our experience of Jesus. We're not sure how many some means. But I think it gives us some confidence that if we're hesitant or we have doubts, that we're not alone in that, that we're in good company. We don't know who the hesitant ones were, but we've clearly already met some hesitant followers of Jesus. But that hesitancy doesn't mean that they don't believe. That hesitancy doesn't mean that they've stopped trying to seek the reality of who Jesus is. Because they worshipped him. On their knees, they still had some hesitancy. But I think that hesitancy enables us to continue this journey of faith, of discovery, of understanding who Jesus is, and gives us a place to grow in that understanding and in that confidence with the person of the resurrected Jesus. There are many reasons why those followers might have been hesitant. To give worship to Jesus was acknowledging that he was God. And perhaps for some of them, that was a hard thing to do, given their upbringing as Jews. But in this moment, they did worship him. They fell on their knees. Jesus' resurrection did not instantly transform these people of little faith and faltering understanding into spiritual giants. But it did begin this next part of the journey. A journey that we know the story of their boldness and courage and confidence. But it started as they fell on their knees to worship him, but were still hesitant right at the beginning. Yeah, if we're going to become great witnesses of Jesus, Dave Smithman reminds us that we must learn to become great worshippers first. But be reassured, won't you, that if you still sometimes feel someone with little faith, you are in good company, and your hesitancy doesn't disqualify you from the mission that you've been given. Of course, this incident took place before the coming of the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit's presence and power at work in us, then anything's possible for each one of us. And we may be able to get to a point where we leave our hesitancy behind and wholeheartedly follow Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for your grace and your patience towards me each day. I acknowledge to you today that I am still on a journey, but I want to grow in a greater understanding of how amazing you are and the part that you want to continue to play in my life. Help me to lay aside my hesitancy and offer you my whole life in worship and surrender today and every day. Amen.